It's KUTX 98.9. We were just serenaded by the great Barbara Lynn from Beaumont, Texas. And she's going to be in town Sunday for the Eastside Kings Festival happening over there at 12th and Chicone in East Austin. And another great guitar player who's going to be over there as well is our guest right now live in Studio 1A, and that's Jackie Venson. Welcome, Jackie.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. We got some big news coming. You've got a new album that's going to drop a week from Friday.
Yes, on the 18th. Yeah.
All right. So in addition to playing Eastside Kings Festival, you'll be at Antone's a week from Sunday, and also the All ATX concert at the Moody Theater, which we understand has just sold out.
Yeah, so, September is going to be a crazy month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to have you here. I don't know that we've ever had you as a guest in Studio 1A. So
this is my first time. I'm very excited.
Well, you are most welcome to be here. Can we get you to do a tune?
Absolutely. except that I am alone. And I will try to fly, but I will fall back to earth.
Miss Jackie Venson is our guest this afternoon, live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. And that was a tune called Back to Earth, which will be on Jackie Venson's new album, which will be out a week from tomorrow,
yes.
Called Jackie Venson Live.
Yep.
All righty. So you're an Austin native.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Grew up in North Austin.
Uh-huh. So... were you listening to a lot of Austin musicians coming up?
Actually, I was really just listening to my dad. My dad played in a band, several bands actually, played in a jazz band called Seeds of Fulfillment. You can tell he came up with that name in the 70s. And also, he played in a band called Free Fall, and he played in another band called Blue Mist. And it actually is a band that's been around Austin for
a
while.
Long time.
And the funny thing is that's the drummer of Blue Mist playing with me right now. So he's actually been playing with my dad since the 90s. And my dad's retired now. But so, yeah, we've been kind of a family thing going on. And my dad would have so many rehearsals a week because he was in so many bands. And I always heard him as a kid. And, yeah, I guess it just kind of rubbed off on me.
So you went off to school up to the northeast of Berkeley as a classical piano player.
Yeah, I did start off on the piano, and I played the piano all through my teens, and I didn't really drift away from the piano until after Berkeley. Berkeley kind of took me away from it because of the major I chose. I chose a composition and studio production major, and it didn't really require much piano playing, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of homework, so much homework. School's hard. It ain't an easy school, and so I'm spending, 10, 11 hours a day on homework, and none of it has to do with piano performance. So I just kind of drifted away, and when I was getting towards the end of Berkeley, I was just like, well, there's no going back now. You know, what do I do? I might as well start over. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just drifted to the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So who were your early influences on guitar? Because you picked that up relatively later in your development.
My biggest influence has got to be Buddy Guy. I love Buddy Guy. He's so free. And you never know what he's going to do. You never know. He starts a solo. You never know what it's going to sound like. And another big influence of mine is Derek Trucks, because he knows how to make it sound like a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been obsessed with that ever since I heard him do it. So those two are kind of like the primary ones. But I also love George Benson. That guy's just unparalleled. I swear, that guy's incredible. I found him later. So it was really just Derek Trucks and Buddy Guy at first.
A couple of good ones.
Yeah.
As is George Benson. Yeah,
solid people to follow.
We're here with Jackie Venson live in Studio 1A. The aforementioned drummer is Rodney Hyder, and on bass is Alan Uribe. So nice little rhythm section you got
there. Yeah, heck yeah. Couldn't have asked for a better rhythm section, honestly.
And again, you'll be at the Eastside King Festival on Sunday, and you can go to their website to find out. It's a pretty big lineup of people at a variety of different clubs. Off the top of your head, do you know where and when you will be?
I'm blanking on the name of the club, but it is on 12th, around the 12th and G-Cone area, that new little epicenter.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the name right now. I want to say Dozen Street, but I don't think it's Dozen Street.
Well, people can go to the website.
It's definitely on 12th Street.
All right. Well, Jackie Venson, can we get you to do another tune?
Yes, for sure.
The way you test me, spin in circles around my head. You make me realize that I've been lonely. You make me realize I need a man. So you what I need. I never wanna be alone. Oh, your body's what I need. To keep me warm, your love is what I need. searching for you. Doors I'd open would lead to nowhere, and roads I'd follow would never end. So you were what I need. I'll never get lost again. Oh, your hands are what I need to carry the light, to carry the light. You are just what I need to keep me warm, to keep me warm. Oh, you are what I need. Bless me the way you test me. Take my body and set it free. You make me realize that there's a difference between what I want and what I need.
Jackie Vinson live in Studio 1A, kind of a heavy metal reggae tune there. Yes. Does that one have a title?
That is the best description of that song I've ever heard. Heavy metal reggae tune, right? That's great.
Does that one have a title?
It's called What I Need.
Okay, and I take it that's also on the new forthcoming album?
Yes, that's Jackie. Also off of Jackie Vinson Live.
All right, which comes out a week from tomorrow. And the band, in addition to playing at the Eastside King Festival this Sunday, will also be at Antone's a week from Sunday for a CD release engagement. And also they'll be at the All ATX big extravaganza with the Doobie Brothers and Bob Schneider on the 29th, although that technically is sold out now, although they may be putting up some more tickets for sale in the near
future. They'll give away some VIP stuff. I don't know. We'll see.
You go. Well, Jackie, it's been a real pleasure to have you in your maiden voyage here in Studio 1A. Hopefully it's the first of many appearances here.
Hopefully it is. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And best of luck on the new album.
For sure.
All right. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers. The band's going to do one more song. I think it's going to be a new song. And we'll have that up online with the two that you just heard on our website at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Still to come, some tickets to see Alabama Shake sometime between now and the top of the hour, right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.